Namaste, welcome back. This is your yin practice. And so it's going to be a slower practice, much slower than the hatha yoga or vinyasa. And it's actually complete opposite of vinyasa, where vinyasa is a yang practice. It's you create that effort and that intensity with basic postures, flowing one breath per movement, constant flowing of energy. This is more of a grounding of energy. Yin is holding stretches or poses for certain period of time, 3 to 5 minutes, usually on average, per side if it requires two sides of the body. And so I want to start off by saying, take your time moving in and out of the poses. Use counter stretching if you need to. So for example, if we're in a forward fold for about 7 minutes or 5 minutes, you may want to slowly lift the heart and then lean back on the hands just for a small back bend that can relieve any tension. And also at the end of class, maybe even the next day, you might find your muscles and joints are a little more tender than usual, especially if you're used to running, you're used to biking, you're used to moving. Sitting and stretching for long periods of time can create some different sensations. We'll say that. Of course, if there's any nerve pain, sharp pain, you will not do the poses, or you will do a different variation of the pose. You won't go as deep. But if it's just muscular stretching, feet falling asleep, pressure, feeling in the joints, those sensations are completely normal. So try to stick with it in that kind of intensity. And I think this style of yoga is actually the most difficult, because the mind is going to wander. You are going to want to pop out of the pose. There's going to be this sensation of wanting to do things. You'll create to-do lists in your mind, for example. And what I want you to do, or would like for you to do, is to focus on your breath as always. So it's a full body breathing technique that we have done before. Let it come from the base of the spine, your belly, lower back, all the way up through the crown. Exhale out the fingers and the toes. And that's for all the poses. And you can breathe out the mouth if it becomes too intense, maybe. That's a great technique. Another technique is to release the grip of the jaw and relax the tongue. This technique is interesting because you will notice right away, like let's say we're stretching something in the hips or the hip socket, the joints, that area. You might find simply by sighing or releasing the tension in the face and the jaw, the hips will automatically sink down deeper into the earth. And it's a fascinating technique, and so I encourage you to stick with it. And of course, listen to the body as always. And then another tip before we begin, grab some pillows. If you have a bolster, a yoga block, no straps, because I don't want this style of yoga requires no muscular effort. It's just you're letting gravity pull you down. So I have no straps to pull yourself closer to the floor. So set straps aside. That's a yang practice. bolsters, blocks, blankets, towels. You can roll up towels and have a makeshift sort of bolster. You could do a foam roller and then wrap blankets and towels around that to make it soft, to make it kind of like a bolster, but it might still feel awkward. So finding those things that will help you relax. We are going to focus on relieving stress, mainly in the hips. That's where we hold a lot of tension. And you might find when we fold, the tension might radiate up all the way through the back and to the neck. That is normal. Just make sure it's not painful. All right. So sensation, okay. Pain, not okay. All right. So we are going to start in a comfortable seat. And this can be sitting on a block, a bolster, blanket. You can sit back on your heels or sit on your bum. Half or full lotus. I'll be practicing with you at this point of time since I'm not moving very much either. I'm going to be dinging the bell every time we finish a segment or a pose. So sitting tall, close eyelids, palms can face up or down on the knees or in the lap with the dominant hand on top as always. Open chest, relaxing shoulders. Remember to relax the grip or any gripping in the face, in the joints, fingertips, toe tips. There's nothing to do or accomplish. You are here in this moment. You're letting go of all thoughts, all thinking, all preferences, all judgments. Set those aside. And just like in the meditation practice, you may use the box reference. This can be a treasure chest. It can be a cardboard box in your mind. Doesn't matter. It can be a jewelry box. You'll put all your worries, all your stress, tensions, negativity in that box. Tape it up, lock it up if it's a treasure chest, and set it aside. And then each time there is a negative thought or something comes up for you in this practice, you're going to place everything in that box. And that can be on the exhalation. So inhale, so, exhale, hum, inhale, a thought, exhale, place it aside. And always grab that after we're done, although I don't recommend it. We want to leave it in there. Palms pressed together, heart center. Loka, Samasta, Sukhino, Bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and be free. May this practice of asana contribute to the happiness and freedom of others. May we get over the obstacles that we face in the future and let go of the past. We are here in this moment together. Exhale all the air out from lungs. Big breath in through the nose. Open mouth, exhale. Let go. Blink eyelids open, staying soft. First posture will be caterpillar. So we are going to extend both legs forward. And this is just a basic forward fold that we're moving into. Roll up a blanket or stick a bolster underneath the knees. We want the knees bent for this one. This will soften the lower back. And as we move deeper into this pose, the longer we hold, you'll find the more flexibility you'll gain. So you may end up taking some of these props away in the middle of the session. And that's okay. That's great. That's what we want. If you don't have any props around,
You can always hug your knees, but relax the shoulders. So I'm basically bringing my arms, crossing them, one hand to one elbow, and then placing my hands on the mat. Tuck the chin towards the chest. We're folding forward over those thighs, letting the feet relax, letting the torso sink down towards the earth. Find stillness, find quiet, find a mantra if you need it. That box is there for you as a skillful tool. Hold and breathe. We're over halfway there. Stick with the breath. Observe the body. Make sure you are relaxing those shoulders, relaxing the face. Breathe with the entire body.
feel those cells gaining nutrients in a different kind of energy, a grounding, calm energy. Now we are going to move on. Sphinx pose. And so what I believe that would help a lot of us in this posture is grabbing a block or a blanket and place it at the top of the mat by your head. Our heads will face forward as we come onto the belly. Feet in the back of the mat. Feet are about hip-width distance apart, relaxing those heels open. And hands and elbows shoulder-width distance. And make sure the shoulders are over the elbows. And we're just using the forearms and the hands to lift the chest any amount here. So if you need that block or blanket, for support, you'll place that forehead right on the block or blanket instead of lifting the crown towards the sky. The full expression is to lift crown towards the sky, closing eyes. We're relaxing the belly, the low back, no clenching of the glutes. And this is very good for your lumbar or your lower spine. We're also finding some stimulation in the belly, digestive system. And you can also say that you are opening heart center. No effort here. The hands and the forearms are here just to support the chest. As we hold and breathe, if you are observing any sort of tension, intense tension or sensations in the lower back, I recommend just laying on your belly with one cheek on the mat, arms rest alongside the body. You're still getting the same benefits. It's just shortening the range and the motion for your spine, so you're not having that intense sensation. I continue to breathe into the spine that gives you life, vitality. for the last minute or so, if you'd like to intensify the stretch, still using that same idea, you're grounding, there's no muscular effort. You'll place the hands in front of you for seal pose. I like to use the corners of the mat to lift the chest. So right hand, top right corner, left hand, top left corner. Straighten the arms, but let the shoulders come into the ears. That's okay. We're not scrunching them. We're just allowing them to be drawn upward as you lift the belly and chest further off the mat. Three more breath cycles wherever you are at in this pose. Gently lower down one cheek. Rest arms alongside the body, palms face up, heels flop open. Just notice the pulsations in your organs, muscles along the spine. It's okay to close the eyes during this type of practice. We're really focusing inward on our highest self here. All right, so to transition from the belly, we will place the hands beneath the shoulders. You can use your knees to help you up and into a neutral position. So if you need to take a child's pose or sometimes a down dog, just nice slow stretches. And now moving into a deeper hip opener, we will move into half pigeon. And so I just want to warn you that this can get intense for holding. We want to hold this for about 5 minutes on each side. So you might feel that your feet will fall asleep. You might need more support, and then remove that support as time goes on. So you can start in a tabletop position or in downward facing dog, but either way, you'll bring the right knee towards the right wrist, and the right foot will be on the left side of the mat. And now we don't have to have that shin parallel with the top of the yoga mat, mainly because we're holding it for a longer period of time. But if you feel the need, if you feel that you are flexible and you can hold it in stillness and relax, relax is being the big part of this practice, then you can certainly move the foot towards the top left corner of the mat. Want to extend the back leg, so the left leg towards back of the room. And take maybe a block, place it underneath the right glute or anything else that you might need for support. Walking hands forward. And like I said, you want to find relaxation here. So maybe stretch the arms forward, third eye center to the mat. See how you can release any effort here. Of course, finding a good quality breath. Continue to focus on your mantra, your intention. We are conditioned to believe that intense sensation is a bad thing or a negative thing. Conditioned to be comfortable. So in a posture like this, I always encourage people to find comfort in the discomfort. Flirting with the edge of intense sensation and maybe beyond that. Stick with it. You're over halfway there. Allow those hips to open up with gravity, pulling your body down towards the earth. No effort here while you stretch and detox the joints. taking your time, walking hands back towards the hips, lift your chest. And find counter stretches that feel good, that release, letting the blood flow through the limbs and joints. Downward facing dog can be a neutralizing resting pose. And we'll move on to the other side. So taking your time, we did the right side. So now we will move on to left knee towards the left side of the mat or up to the left wrist. And that foot will be to the right side of the mat, as high as it will go, without it being painful or distracting. Stretch the right leg back. Support your body how you need to let it be supported with blankets, blocks, bolsters. Maybe placing a block underneath the left glute this time. You want those hips squared to the mat. So try not to lean on one side. And then walking hands out. Third eye center to the mat or maybe to a block or blanket to support your neck. During this posture, things might come up. A lot of times in these type of poses, frustration, sadness, and other emotions will arise. And it's important to remember that you will have the ability to let all of it go, that a lot of this stuff is the events and thoughts that may have happened in the past or worries of future. So none of these things are real. A lot of these feelings aren't even real, they're illusions. How can they be real? You're sitting in half pigeon and you're getting upset in half pigeon. So how can it be real? So it's important to realize that there's nothing to do here except just let it come out, let it go, put it in the box. Relax the shoulders, relax the face. Awareness on the touch of your breath. See where you can let go just a little more. Big breath in, sigh out. Walk hands back towards the hips, lift the heart, and find a child's pose or down dog, something to help you stretch that pose out. Okay, we are going to move on to dragonfly. This one we will hold a bit longer than the caterpillar one at the beginning of class, that first posture where we were folding forward. So we're going to stretch the legs out and then separate them. So your legs should look like a V, as in Victor. And knees in line with the toes. The legs are going to want to flop inward, perhaps outward. We want to keep them neutral. And the way to do this and to protect the knees and your low back is to roll up a couple of blankets or towels and place them underneath the knees. And so the knees are and legs aren't entirely straight, they're a little bit bent. If you need more support, so the knees will be bent a bit more, you will add another blanket or towel. Even blocks will work, they just won't be as comfortable as blankets. Blankets are a bit softer. You may also sit on a blanket so your hips are a little bit elevated. So they're above the knees and you're able to fold forward a bit easier. Also placing nice big puffy pillows or that makeshift bolster in front of you, because you will be folding forward. You may want more support there. Now walk hands forward. No muscular effort here whatsoever. We are still in that yin mode, yin practice. So we want to really ground down, palms will face the earth, maybe tuck the chin towards the chest, let the crown come down, or if that bolster is in front of you, you can turn the head to one side and let the cheek rest on that pillow or bolster. Shoulders can naturally just fall forward. You'll feel nice stretches in the inner thighs, hamstrings, and your back. Full body breathing. So use the low back, lower belly. This is where things can come up as well. So a lot of this practice has to do with, we call them primitive chakras, where it's the first three chakras that are really being stimulated here. The first chakra really is all about support, foundation, feeling grounded and well balanced. And then we have the second chakra, where it's rooted in our sexuality, but also our creativity. And that's right above that root, so right above the base of the spine. And then we have the third chakra, which is our identity, our ego, who we are. And that's in that belly, solar plexus area, and right above the second one. And so we are really stimulating all these things, all these energies, doing these postures, these specific postures. So really imagine yourself calm and well-balanced here. You are still allowing those thoughts to pass you by. Your body is very still. You might feel your torso sinking down into the earth a bit more. Maybe you need to take away a block or a prop with each moment that goes by. At this point of the practice, you should be really feeling your body. Maybe even moving past that edge of intense sensation and moving into something else that you can't explain. Moving out of the body. And if you're still in the body, you're still feeling that sensation, that's okay. Stick with that. And this is a very difficult practice. It has a lot of obstacles with the mind, a lot of obstacles with holding these long stretches. But it shouldn't be too distracting where you want to get out quickly. Should be somewhat enjoyable. And that goes for all yoga. So if yoga is stressful, then that's when you want to reassess what you are doing or not doing. Like I said, in Half Pigeon, we are conditioned to believe that sensation is bad, negative, and emotions are negative. If we If we cry, we're weak. If we feel sad, there's something wrong with us. If we feel lonely, there's something wrong with us. Remember, emotion is not bad. It's not a negative thing at all. There's no bad or good. It is what it is. And just be in those emotions. Be with what you are feeling right now. So you're feeling this intense sensation maybe in your lower back and your hamstrings. You're like, oh my gosh, I want to get out of this so bad. But see if you can stick with it with each exhalation. You're letting it go. See how far your torso is down towards the earth. Maybe start to take away props. You can always keep supporting the low back and knees by allowing the towels and blankets, whatever you use, to be under those knees. But everything else, maybe take away. See how far you are down. Maybe your forehead is touching the mat. Maybe not. Maybe you're still at a 45 degree angle with the torso. That's okay. Just continue to breathe. Wherever you feel those sensations, wherever it is, it can be in the mind, it can be in the body, it can be in the spirit, it can be in the energy around you. Breathe into that. You're creating permanent flexibility, not just in the body, but in the mind. The mind is becoming tolerant, patient. Walk hands towards the body. Please take your time. You can place the hands behind you. Lean back a bit. Puff out the heart for a counter stretch in that back. Doesn't have to be a major back bend. Just a little arch. Little cow pose action. And then you'll bring one knee in at a time. So you're going to take one hand behind each knee, bring that leg into the center, keep those knees bent, even bend those knees even more, maybe windshield wiper the knees side to side, maybe twist the torso just a little bit here, not cranking anything, but just little rotations little movements, very slow. All right, final posture of this segment. We are going to do Supta Baddha Konasana, and that is incline pose. So I encourage people to take a bolster, that makeshift bolster, or a couple of blankets and stack them up. Place it at the base of the spine and then lay back on the bolster for this heart opener. It's basically a mini back bend. It's very supportive. Your arms are out, palms face up. You can place something under the knees and have the legs stretched out. Or if you want the full expression, soles of the feet, bottoms of the feet together, knees are wide, just like the butterfly stretch as you lay back. You do not have to use props at all. You can even just lay flat on your back with those knees out. The point is to open the heart center here. So really focus some green light at heart center. And all your heart's desires here, you want to put out into the world. So whatever you most desire, whatever you want to manifest, make sure you manifest it with unconditional love and unconditional acceptance, because that is what the chakra is all about. And if we dive deeper, and next session we might even dive further into how to manifest in a yoga class and how to get what you want. Not necessarily in a greedy manner, but what will benefit the greater good. So what will benefit not just you, but someone else. Because as we know, yoga is a practice of serving others, not a practice of I, me, or mine. And that's what we got to get out of. In this Western culture, we tend to say, this is what I want. It's all about me. This is mine. So we gotta let go of all of that and moving into what is selfless, which is actually a really hard thing to do. It's a hard practice for most. Just let go of you, of what you want, of what, you know, being selfish. Center of attention. And so this can be where your Shavasana is. And be in this position, this little back bend. Or if you want something a little more comfortable, comforting, you can lay on your back or your side. And continue big breaths, letting go. Continuing to place those negative thoughts or even positive thoughts, something that's not necessarily serving anybody right now, put them in that box, tape it up, lock it up, put it away. If you have the desire to take it with you when you leave, when you stop the practice, you may do that, but I don't recommend it. I recommend just letting it all go. Keep it in there. during this practice of stillness and quiet, you can feel, or maybe you won't feel this right away, but you'll begin to feel that heart center, that energy flow up to the throat, and then up to third eye center. Maybe you feel like you are going beyond the body and the energy is just floating above you, above the crown. Place one hand at the heart, one hand at the belly. Big breath in through the nose. Sigh it out the mouth. Start with the palms and the bottoms of the feet and feel the subtle pulsing right above your skin. That vibration. Every time you come out of a shavasana or come out of a place of relaxation, you will feel those areas first. And it's so subtle. You might even see some color without even opening your eyes in those areas. Remember, you hold the power to your own healing. Nothing you do or accomplish can bring you closer to this practice than you already are in this moment, right here. You already have it. Once you have established that practice of that subtle sensation in the palms and your feet, maybe move to another part of the body where you feel that same pulsing, that same sensation, that same subtleness. You can see the color, you can see the vibration until it's all over your body. Palms pressed together, heart center. Palms are at heart center. for right action. You will have right action. Draw the thumbs to the lips for right speech. You will have right speech. Thumbs, third eye center for right thought. You will have right thought. Om Balo Satguru, Bhadavanki. And we say Namaste.